Everybody, welcome back to the Bitch and Brainstorm podcast. This is a special edition. I have one of our summit panelists here for the Elevate Your Coaching Business Summit happening on January 17th, 2024. Miss Lisa Rabel, could you please, for those that don't know you are a returning panelist. So some
Yes.
people may know you, but could you introduce yourself for the people that don't know you?
Yes, of course. Thank you so much. First of all, thank you for having me return. It was so much fun last year, and I learned a ton on the things that I participated in. I didn't participate, but I listened to. So amazing. So thank you so much for having me back. All right. My name is Lisa Rabel. My company name is Rebel Girl Marketing. And what I found in working in corporate America, both as a professional salesperson for 12 years, as well as a marketing professional for many years, I'm not going to list that number. This ages me, is that what I did to help big businesses and their shareholders make a lot of money, I could do the same thing to help small businesses or smaller businesses maintain and make more money too by applying all that knowledge that I had being a salesperson as well as a marketing professional in corporate America. And so Rebel Girl Marketing is just that. It's a place where people can learn how to be a marketer as well as a business owner and fill in the blank professional of whatever you do. And so I love helping small businesses stay in business because they have the right marketing.
Yeah. So one of the things I know is that you are all about campaigns, right? And helping people launching a campaign. Can you share maybe what are some of the things that we need to do to prepare to launch a campaign? What are some of the things you don't see businesses doing and maybe why they're not as successful as they would like to be?
Yeah, the number one mistake is going to surprise you. They don't ask themselves why they need the campaign in the first place. They say, I know I need to launch a campaign. Maybe I need more people, but like, which people, how people, where are the people, what are the demographics and psychographics of the people? And so it's just really interesting to me that people don't think about why they need a campaign before they launch a campaign. If you answer that one question, you can build really easily on top of that. And there are six base reasons that I like to talk about for why you need marketing in the first place. And as long as it answers one or two of those questions, then yeah, okay, now we know why we need that campaign. Let's build the content and the brand about that.
Yeah. So what are some of the things that you think that there's a million types of things that we can launch, right? So many different ways. We've seen the live launch method. We've seen all of these other types of methods out there for launching. And I'm wondering if you have seen any shifts in what people are doing in their business or what's working now. Because I know, like back in the day, people would easily hop on a 12-day challenge. And now they're like, God, please don't make me do 12 days, right? So, like, what used to work back in COVID is not working anymore. And I'm wondering if you've noticed any trends or what's working well for people now when it comes to launching something new.
Yeah, bite-sized pieces. Bite-sized pieces to be able to digest, apply, and then move on to the next bite-sized piece, right? So in my own podcast that I was recording is like when you launch a campaign, think of it like a big, huge pizza. You're not gonna eat the whole pizza at once, right? You're not gonna pick it up. You're gonna cut it into smaller slices. So what do they need to digest first? What do they need to consume first to be able to get to the next step, which is why I always start every client I work with. I always start with the question of why do you need marketing in the first place? That why question. Start there. Once we know why we need marketing, then we can go into, okay, so what are we selling? And then who are we selling it to? And even in there, that's where people get a little bit wrong is they think that their buyer, the people who write the check, are the only people they should market to when the end users and influencers are also extremely important. So it's a matter of being able to answer basically five questions before you launch anything to be able to get a campaign that's really, really going to work. So bite-sized pieces.
I'm wondering if you can also maybe clearly define for people what marketing is and what it is not.
Very good. So we've all heard. Well, maybe we haven't. Most people have heard know, like, trust. KNOW. They have to know you exist. They have to like what you have to say. And then they have to trust you enough to buy from you. Marketing is know and like. The brand awareness, they have to know you exist. And then they have to like what you have to say. So, like the campaigns that you launch have to like resonate with them and say, yes, the you giving the yes, right? Yes, I agree with that. Yes, I need you. Yes, I like what you have to say. Yes, I think you can provide me with the solution. And then sales is from like to trust. And
So
so it's a
good.
really, yeah. And so if you can think about marketing as brand awareness and getting them to connect with you and resonate with you and like you, and then the sales goes from like, now that you like me, am I, do you trust enough me enough to buy from me? And that's the no, like trust.
Yeah. I used to joke with people and I'd say, marketing is not just posting on Facebook. It's so much more, like
So much more.
so much more, so much more. Are there any
Yeah.
marketing mistakes that you see business owners make that you would go, if like you just want to shake them and say, stop doing
Yes.
this?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I read this article and it said, I need to blank. Okay. Did the article know your industry and your client profile and your sales history and your seasonality and all the other things that they talk about? People are like, oh, I read this article and they said I should do a vlog. Great. Do you know how to do videos? Do you know how to edit videos? Do you know what should go into videos? Do you know what it is to do public speaking? I mean, what's interesting is I've seen so many vlogs that it's like, I am the subject matter expert, and I really think this is interesting information. I want you to buy from me. And you're like, dude,
No.
get a personality. And so it's like, okay, is the content vlog worthy, or do people read it more? Do you want to blog? I mean, how do people digest your information? And so that's the biggest mistake, is that like, oh, so and so told me I should do this. Really? Do they know all the things that they need to know about your, do they know why you need marketing in the first place? Who your ideal client is? Do they know where they hang out? Do you know what to say? I mean, there's just so many questions you need to ask yourself. And the thing is that once you kind of get used to answering these five questions over and over again before every campaign, it gets a lot faster and a lot easier. Kind of like, okay, I did this last time, it didn't work, but this did work. So let's repeat this. It's the, oh, I read an article, so this is what I must do. No, you need professional opinions. You need somebody else's opinion to be able to make sure that it's the right campaign.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love that. Can you tell people what they could expect to learn from you at the summit this time?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's these five questions. It's the what are the five things you just need to ask yourself before you launch a campaign? So you're not wasting your time and money, because our time is extraordinarily precious. It's the only resource we can't renew. We can always make more money. We can never get back time. And sort of instead of thinking about like, I don't want to spend this much money because of the campaign, think about it in time and resource. Is it going to take me more time than it's worth? And if it's going to take me more time, maybe I need to hire it out to somebody else to do. It's that whole thing of like, you're charging $100 an hour to do client work, but you can pay somebody $30 an hour to do this marketing stuff. Which is a better use of your time? So it's a the time resource is where I want people to focus. And then asking these five questions is the best thing to do. Once you have the answer to the five questions, you seriously can go confidently into your marketing campaign.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. Well, I'm super excited to have you back as a panelist again, for
Thank
the
you.
Elevate Your Coaching Business Summit. So be sure everybody to tune in. You can live stream it on YouTube for free. You can get all the details at elevateyourcoachingsummit.com, where you can participate in the summit for only $47, where you can go into a breakout room with someone like Lisa and get help with implementing the things that you just learned. So I'm super excited about that option that we have going this year, or I should say this time, because I always seem to switch it up every time, but I'm really excited about how we're going to structure this summit this time. So thank you so much for coming to chat with me and giving everybody kind of a taste of what they can expect at the summit. And so anything you want to leave people with before we go?
It's worth your time. If you're going to invest resources in your time resource, education is one of the most valuable things that you can do to become a better business owner, is get the education to know what to do better.
Yes,
So I
absolutely.
look forward to seeing everybody there.
All right, we'll see you guys later. I'll see you at the summit.